She and her husband were involved with the Redwood Preservation Movement, early members of Save the Redwoods League. They had gotten a promise that Pacific Lumber would hold onto this timber until the money was raised and it could be purchased to preserve for all times. However, the flat beyond this, Pacific Lumber logged. It was very easy timber to log and very handy to get to, and they could take it in by train right to the mill. They ran a little short, so they sneaked in the backside and were cutting trees back here. And someone told Laura and her husband, so they came out here and stopped them. So she is probably the first name claim to fame as far as being a protester in front of the Redwoods.